Children of the sun, I come into your midst to impress upon your being a new radiance of sacred fire energy that I offer with my angels for you in your devotional practices, exercises, and sacred work. I am Chamuel, and this day I am infused with the love frequencies of divine compassion that I bear for all life on behalf of the Lord God, and specifically on behalf of the children of the sun embodied upon earth, who are finding their way back to God's heart and who are invested in the work of the Spirit as love manifests in action through charity and all manner of Holy Spirit givingness. Dearest ones, I am here with my own beloved Charity, for she was invoked by the gospel writer in that sacred text that often is read during marriage ceremonies, and which you can read again to intuit even deeper mysteries regarding the release of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Yes, dearest ones, charity is a key to your divinity and your employment of the gifts of the Spirit, 9 in number, promulgated by Scripture and yet more that may be accessed through a level of higher beingness that every aspiring adept may also employ. Why am I coming this day? It is to infuse you with a new radiance so that you may access these gifts. For it is time, blessed ones, that many more upon earth understand the workings of the Spirit and of the higher revelatory teachings released through this activity, for it is a true action of light that comes to those who love God, who look to God as the source of all light, and whose only desire is to be of service to the divine and to give reverently and fully all that they can of their sacred energies for the salvation of life, for the elevation of consciousness, and for the enlightenment and freedom of all mankind upon earth. You have so consecrated, so dedicated your lives to the holy cause of planetary transformation. And love is the key element and divine virtue from my reference point that affords you, O soul, the highest opportunity to make divine progress in all of your endeavors and in the process to win your own freedom in the light. I come dripping with the sacred fires of holy love, ruby love, animated love, God love, in order to provide this impetus this day. And I suggest that many more of you than have already committed to coming personally and physically to our spring equinox retreat make the leap in consciousness to access the miracle light of heaven and of the 7 archangels and more. in order to make that trek to Montana and to be seated in the presence of the Holy Spirit and of other great masters who will provide for you what is essential for your life to be lived at the highest level in this time upon earth. Yes, it is a time of travail and tribulation for many, and some of you are undergoing the most intense initiations, even physically within your body temple, as there is the outplaying both of personal karma of ages past manifesting and of your outpicturing of the transmutation of planetary weight in your temple also. When you offer yourselves to the divine, then God hears your inner call, and there is the matrix, the very alchemy of planetary transmutation manifest through your heart, dearest ones. For it is always through the heart that you experience your higher life. It is always through the heart that true and final and lasting resolution and reconciliation occurs with every part of life that you may have wronged or that you feel has wronged you. Yes, dearest ones, through the heart you experience God's creative fires. And within your heart is that sacred, eternal fire, light, flame of divinity that is yours, always to use for the highest good, for the noblest purposes in your life. When you are invested in the sacred work of the Spirit, then the Holy Spirit comes and moves through you, courses through you, delivers unto you those sacred energies that you call the gifts for you to utilize for the betterment of mankind, the erasing of the dire and dark and dank energy fields that Earth has accommodated in recent times. And there may be an amazing amount of transmutation through the hearts of those so consecrated who see themselves as a nexus of love on behalf of all life. Would you be my nexus of new light energies, dearest hearts, of divine love, wisdom, and power in balance, effulgently offered to those who require a boost and a new impetus of life itself? You see, many are falling by the wayside upon their spiritual journeys because they have not accessed the great I Am Light of their God presence. They have not been taught the higher laws of divinity that many of you know. And we, and many ascended masters with us, have often come before you and pleaded for you to invest yourselves in teaching and sharing these new age concepts. Why, dearest ones, you have so much teaching and understanding. It is now simply a matter of manifesting it in ways and means that people everywhere can understand, can cognize, can receive with open hearts. You are making progress in this realm. You are truly together in your teamwork, making new inroads into the world at large through the technologies and the media offerings that you are now providing. We cheer you on, dearest ones, for if you could see from our vantage point exactly what is transpiring through the releases of light on your website, through YouTube, through Facebook, and other medias. You would be amazed at the amount of divine radiance manifest within these offerings. Yes, dearest ones, it is time for the masses to know that God is here upon earth, that the angels are present with those who call upon them, and we can invest ourselves and God's energies within your lives when you simply offer a simple call from deep desire within your hearts for intercession, for awakening, and for the quickening spirit of divine love to come and to work its miracle manifestations in your life. O holy ones of God, yes, I call you holy because you are moving into the wholeness of your true self day by day. As you re-energize yourselves in light through your sacred, disciplined, spiritual work, it is amazing to see what has transpired within your lives and within your own book of life as the erasing of ancient records when you engage in giving your rosaries and your violet fire calls. Let me say, dearest ones, that although I know that you love God and that love is invested within your words, please give at least one call within that pink or ruby section each session so that we, the archangels of the pink ray and the ruby ray, may come into your homes, into your lives, and accelerate the frequencies of divine love so that every word that you speak is empowered by God's energy of compassion and eternal givingness. Yes, dearest hearts, it is time for people upon earth to know that they are cherished beings, that they are magnificent, spiritual, God, solar, real, and divine creations of the Most High God. When you finally accept this as your natal state, as your true and noble beingness, then all things are possible unto you, and there is nothing that cannot be done to save you or another from the dark spaces of nihilistic thought, feeling, and action. I send a ray now into Hollywood for the judgment of those whose only desire is self-gratification, those who are focused completely on the ego and on winning the minds and consciousness and attention of people toward their own offerings of deceitful self-glorification. Burn through, O sacred fire! Burn through, O sacred fire! Burn through, O sacred fire! My angels, now go to those offices where there is the creation of all manner of licentious videos what you have called sex tapes and triple X and the most scandalous and diabolical vision of the misuse of the sacred fire and of the body temple itself of both women and men in ignoble acts of debauchery. Those who harbor this work within their studios and wherever these are filmed are now judged by the action of the sacred fire itself that they have misused. There is a rising energy of the Mother Fire simultaneously within this entire area that is causative of a shift and a change at inner levels that will result in the complete destruction of this industry over time. We ask you to take note and to offer your prayers for the saving of souls who have been drawn into this activity for whatever reason, and who are trapped in their own minds and hearts, thinking that it is the only way that they can earn a living, to denude themselves of the glory of God within their temple by engaging in that which was partly responsible for the sinking of Atlantis, the destruction of prior civilizations, and especially of Sodom and Gomorrah. Dearest ones, it is time for a new way of love and of light to manifest upon earth. Offer yourselves to the Lord day by day through your hearts to hold the balance where you are for life itself. This messenger shared the vision yesterday of what we gave him as what occurs within the environs of every place upon earth where abortions occur, where darkness is open to the pit itself of hell, where tiny, innocent, unborn babies are literally ripped apart, traumatized, and killed simply because some upon earth put pleasure and their own egocentric desires before the concept of life itself. The sacredness of the creation and of the creative act of the union of man and woman. Dearest ones, this is the most sacred act that you can engage in upon earth when you understand it in its divinity as co-creators with God of life itself. And yet there has been a complete nulling of the minds of mankind into accepting that death is life or opportunity, that destruction of the unborn is an acceptable form of what you call birth control. Dearest ones, God is the only one who can control birth itself, birth of life. And yet you have, by being sons and daughters of God, been given the free will to co-create life within your domain, using your energies for this purpose. We, the archangels, now surround every soul that has been aborted. And we suffuse a frequency of healing, love from the heart of God to attend to each one and to those who ignorantly have been engaged in this action, so that they may see and know deep within their hearts and souls the results of their actions, that they may make amends and atone for this, and then move on within their solar evolution to know God and to enter into a higher form of life itself and other co-creative works of the Spirit. This healing will continue during this 40-day period just begun, so that many more upon earth may be freed from the mentality and the paradigm that abortion is a way out of their dilemma, and that they may realize the sanctity of life, and that God is present within every beating heart after conception, that God is real within the tiny form of those who are growing within the womb. Yes, even if the full-blown consciousness of the soul is not present within all 9 months of the child's development within the womb, yet there is consciousness. There is light. You have seen it in the animal world. Why do you accept that it is not so within your own wombs, O women and young men upon earth? You often revere life in other domains more than you revere it within yourself. And you dance and play with pets and others whom you would never attempt to abort within the growing wombs of their beings. And yet, by your own so-called choice, you have snuffed out life within yourself. It is time for change upon earth. And unfortunately, I am also here to tell you that because of the continuing scourge of abortion within this nation and many nations, there will continue to be the action of divine justice manifest within the elemental kingdom and within many domains until it is wiped clean from the earth and you may again experience freedom from guilt and the stain of death upon your world. Yes, dearest hearts, I speak of love, 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 again and again. When you have love within your hearts, God is present and provides for you every answer to your problems, dilemmas, your psychological issues, and all that besets you in your struggles, anxieties, and cares. Love is the answer to every dilemma. When you intuit, through right choice, the highest way, through the highest walk, with God in love. This is a movement of divine love. Let all know it. Let all feel it. And let the frequencies of love flow through your hearts in more magnanimous ways day by day as you invest yourselves wholly in the works of the Spirit, completely in the objectives and goals of the Blessed Mahachohan, who is coming tangibly to Livingston, Montana, and who challenges many more of you to be present with him to receive his continuing anointings and the great blessings of God that may be yours simply by coming, making your trek, and being present with him. O holy ones of God, what more can I say to inspire you to be present? I will be there day by day, hour by hour, during the spring equinox event. Yes, Lonello and Mother have said they will be next to the messenger, Jesus, Mary, John the Beloved, and Saint Germain are also coming. And I can tell you that each of these has been in our retreat over St. Louis of late to receive further teaching from us that extends directly from the Godhead on how love and compassion are present within each divine gift that the Spirit wields and provides to the humble of heart, whose only desire is to serve, to give, and to love. It is not so far a trek for many of you. I see all of the Canadians coming. I see those of you on the West Coast coming, and those from Texas, Arizona, and even the East Coast coming by hook or by crook, by rail, by bus, by car, or by plane. When you put your heart to the task of being present with us, we work for you, and we will work miracles in some of your lives to provide you with the resources, yes, the money itself, to come. Enough said. I am Chamuel. I am charged with the radiance of divine love this day. I extend it to your hearts. And through love, together, we will conquer all and rise into the divine estate of oneness with God. I thank you.